Ladies and gentlemen, I've got 7 o'clock up front. We're going to go ahead and bring our meeting to order. At this time, first of all, welcome to 2023, at our first council meeting of 2023. At this time, would I ask the city clerk, would you call the roll of the city council, please?
Thank you. Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
Honorable Alex Heath.
Present.
Honorable Pat Palin.
Present.
Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you so much. At this time, I'll ask Pastor Ingrid Thompson, would you please come from Harvest Rain Church and do an invocation? Would everyone please stand?
We can bow our heads. Father, we just honor you and we bless you for this first meeting of 2023 with our honorable mayor and city council. Father, we ask God that your divine will be done here today, Father. You said in your word that first of all, prayer and supplication and giving of thanks be made for all men and for those that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Father, we come thanking you for our mayor and thanking you for the city council, the servant leaders of our community, Lord God, that make things happen for our community, and we just give you praise for them now. We thank you not only for our city council, but for our police officers, our firefighters, Lord God, our teachers, and all those, Lord God, that serve in this city of Fairburn. We pray tonight that you will lead and guide and direct them, that you will give them the wisdom as they make decisions on the agenda that is set before them today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that 2023 will be an amazing year, Father. You thank you that you have called Fairburn to be successful. You have situated us to succeed. And so we thank you that the decisions that are made tonight, the rules and the policies and changes that are made tonight will lead us in that direction. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'm going to ask the city administrator to come up for a special presentation. City manager. That's you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
And residents of our great city of Fairburn. Yes, Mayor, you caught me a little off guard there, but thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to take just a few moments at the beginning of the meeting to talk about the winter weather event that all of us experienced the week after Christmas, to try to provide some information. And so I'd like to kind of frame what we knew at the time and what we know as of today. The winter weather that precipitated all of our issues that week, actually we began receiving forecasts from the Atlanta Fulton County Emergency Management Agency earlier that week. That there was going to be some extreme cold temperatures. In fact, the forecast said bitter cold temperatures in the teens with wind chills at or below freezing and maximum winds up to 50 miles an hour. Now, that's typically, according to the National Weather Service, about 20 to 35 degrees below normal for this time of year. And it was the coldest air we'd seen in our area in probably at least 5 years and continually, or in other words, multiple days back to back in at least 8 years. And so because of that, the governor actually declared a state of emergency on December 21st. That was actually a few days before Christmas, as we know, in anticipation of these freezing temperatures. So the weather forecast and its impact to what is essentially aging infrastructure throughout our region for water service led to a regional challenge. And what I mean by that is water systems across multiple cities, multiple counties, and multiple states all experienced similar issues that we experienced here in the city of Fairburn, Atlanta, DeKalb, Clayton County, Bibb County, all the way over to Alabama. There were huge challenges with water service in all of those areas, and so it really was a regional impact. Now, for here in Fairburn, we're worried about Fairburn, as we rightly should be, but the proper context is this winter weather event swept through the entire southeastern United States and impacted multiple cities and jurisdictions as it relates to these water system issues. A little bit about how our water system works. Fairburn purchases water wholesale from the City of Atlanta Watershed Management. Like most of the cities in Fulton County that are below I-20, there are a few exceptions, East Point, College Park, and a few others, but most of the cities in Fulton County purchase their water from the City of Atlanta Watershed Management. Part of the reason for that is that water plants and water treatment processes that provide clean, stable drinking water for residents and businesses is a costly undertaking. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap to do that. And the infrastructure that provides most of that water, in many instances, was put in place 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And we've seen some recent examples in recent years of water system challenges. Most of us have probably heard about what happened in Flint, Michigan in 2016, where they had lead-contaminated water. Last year in Jackson, Mississippi, 150,000 residents went for weeks without water. And so these systems are difficult to manage and very costly. In Fairburn, we have 24 water meters that are arrayed around the city. And these are the water meters that connect to City of Atlanta's water system that provides our wholesale water. And so that's kind of how the system is generally set up. We're going to talk a little bit more about this at the work session at our council meeting on January 23rd. I want to invite all of our residents, either virtually online or in person, to come and learn a little bit more about our water system as well as our water authority. So we'll look forward to that on the 23rd. So what were the impacts to our water service? Well, after the third consecutive day of sub-freezing temperatures, we began receiving initial reports of water service impacts, low pressure, and at that time, some outages on the evening of Christmas Day is when we actually started receiving reports. And Fairburn staff and utility crews began checking the Fairburn water system on Christmas Day for any signs of operational issues or significant water leaks and reached out to City of Atlanta because they are our source for water. We use on average about 1.5 to 1.8 million gallons of water a day in the city of Fairburn. That's on average, it fluctuates. If the water isn't getting to your home and the water isn't getting to businesses, 1.5 million gallons doesn't just go away. And so typically one of the first things we do is activate our utility crews to begin to look for water escaping the system. What is that? Flooded streets, water leaks, busted water mains, significant areas of water escaping the system. We started that on Christmas night and continued that throughout the week. During the course of the week, we found a few small water leaks that we did dispatch crews to repair. But during that entire time, at no point were we able to identify a significant water leak in the city of Fairburn that would clarify where all of that water that wasn't getting to your home and wasn't getting to a business, where was it going? Well, if it's not leaking in Fairburn, that tells us that likely it was prior to the water getting to Fairburn. Now, City of Atlanta, who is the major water provider that I mentioned, did have a series of water main breaks throughout that entire week, which they were posting on their Twitter and website, and they were managing those issues. Coupled with the freezing temperatures, we believe all of that kind of came together and caused the low pressure and water outages we experienced here in Fairburn. So we began canvassing on Monday evening. We also continued that on Monday, which for city employees was actually the holiday, because as most of us know, when a holiday falls on the weekend, you typically get the next day off, which was a city holiday. But we still had our utility crews working on that holiday, canvassing those 24 water meters. And on Monday evening, we did two things. We started issuing communication updates, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a moment. But actually Monday evening, starting at about 8 p.m., our fire chief, who I believe is here with us tonight, was on the way back in town from visiting his family for the holidays. And he called me because he heard about what was going on. And being the type of fire chief he is, he said, "Mr. Tony, I think we're going to need some bottled water." I said, "You're right." So he stopped at a... because most of us realized that by Monday, you couldn't find bottled water anywhere retail around here. So Chief Robinson stopped at a Home Depot in LaGrange and bought 200 cases of water Monday evening and brought them back on his personal pickup truck on the way back into town. And starting about 8 o'clock, me, our interim, well, then interim Chief of Police, Anthony Bazitlo, Chief Robinson, myself, and your honorable mayor offloaded those 200 cases of water. Our assistant city administrator came in at about 8:30 that night, and we passed out water Monday evening. The reason I mention that is I am fairly certain that we were the first city in this area to start making that effort. Now, over the course of the next 4 days, we distributed close to 2,000 cases of water to anyone who needed it. We had staff available, and let me thank our council members. Several of them came up to support that effort. We had some strong young men available to carry the water to your car if you needed it. That didn't solve our issue, but we care about residents in Fairburn, and we wanted to do something to try to support them during that time. And so that's one of the efforts we undertook. We also made sure each day that we got water over to the Manor, our senior development, just a short distance here from City Hall, as well as the Fairburn Health and Senior Care Facility on West Campbellton, where they have nearly 100 people in care. So we took water there to make sure that we got it out to as many people as possible. So through Tuesday through Friday, we continued monitoring all of those water meters. Now that entire time, we're in direct communication with City of Atlanta Watershed Management. We're talking to them daily. What are the issues? How can we get this under control? We were doing everything we can to try to get answers. As you might imagine, they were pretty busy over there, trying to manage all their issues in City of Atlanta, as well as getting requests from all of South Fulton. And by Wednesday, our mayor intervened. And he did two things. One, he did a radio interview that afternoon, and it led to a series of things. And by probably about 9:15 that evening, he and I were walking out of the annex, and he called the mayor of Atlanta and went to voicemail. And then about 5 minutes later, he got a text from Mayor Dickens and said, hey, are you available now? So he jumped on a call with the mayor of Atlanta, and about an hour later, the mayor of Atlanta, the mayor of Fairburn, their chief of staff, their chief operating officer, their commissioner for watershed, myself, and our utilities director, John Martin, were on a Zoom at 10:30 that night, Wednesday night, trying to figure out how do we fix this. And so they brought all of their executive leadership, we brought all of ours, and in fact, as we were talking on that Zoom, Commissioner Browning from Atlanta Watershed Management was actually driving around in Durham Lakes that night on her phone. And so we were doing everything we can, and I want to thank the mayor for convening that meeting, because his efforts really got the attention of all of the executive staff in City of Atlanta. So by Thursday, as temperatures began to warm up, we began to see some restoration of water service. It wasn't complete on Thursday. It continued through Friday. We monitored all over the weekend. We're still monitoring right now, because though we have restoration of water service to all of the city, we still have some low pressure issues. And again, some of that's connected to the old infrastructure. I won't get into too much detail. We'll talk about a little bit more of that on the 23rd. But we're still working with some of our industrial businesses. We were out doing some canvassing yesterday, checking their PSIs, making sure their water pressure is at a functional level. And so all of that convened to create the issues we had to manage through during that week. As it relates to communication, we began posting updates to all of our city platforms on Monday evening. That would be the website, the Facebook page, the Instagram page. We have a Fairburn app. Those of you who are smartphone users, if you haven't already, I please encourage you to download the Fairburn app. We push out information. Now, I realize that none of those platforms gets to everyone. And we have residents who aren't connected to any of those. So we try as best we can to use every tool we have at our disposal to get the message out. We began posting updates on Monday evening. Between Monday and Friday, over the course of that week, we posted 15 separate updates on all of those platforms I just mentioned in an effort to keep our residents informed. And so that was an average of about 2 to 3 updates a day. In addition to that, we did 2 local television stories, one on WSB, one on Atlanta First News, CBS. And the mayor, as I mentioned, did 3 at-length radio interviews on WALK, on the Derek Bozeman Show, one of which we posted on our website. All of that was an effort to keep people informed. And with all of that, again, I know that we didn't reach everybody, but I want to make it clear that we thought about it and we made every effort we could to get information out. And you know, when you're in a situation like that and you do the job that we do every day, you look at some of the areas around you to see what their impacts were as well. And there were impacts to all of our surrounding cities, but I think we did as good a job as anyone about pushing information out as quickly as we could, trying to keep our residents informed. Now, all that information doesn't get your water running. When you can't flush your toilet, when you can't take a bath, we understand the impact that has on day-to-day life. And so we did everything we could to get that information out to everybody. And lastly, I just want to talk about our Fairburn City staff. As I mentioned, staff began responding on Christmas Day, continued through the city holiday on Monday, and each day throughout the rest of the week. Now, city facilities were closed for most of that week. And so we still had staff that were coming in working 12 to 15 hour days, and we're really dedicated and committed. I'm honored to work with folks who will stop on their way back from their Christmas holiday and pick up 200 cases of water, or who will stay till 9, 10 o'clock at night to make sure we're getting water out. And so I think our staff did an outstanding job of being dedicated and committed. And the last thing I'll say about that is all of us signed up to do this job, and we're proud to do it for the citizens of Fairburn. But all of those folks working 12 to 15 hour days have families and children and aging parents. And many of them didn't have water at their homes. And yet they came in without complaint, worked hard. We didn't make it a perfect week. We couldn't. But I just want citizens and you as our elected leaders to know we did everything we could within our ability to respond quickly and consistently. And we'll continue to work with City of Atlanta to anticipate. We're at the beginning of winter. I don't know what this winter is going to be like. Is that the last winter freeze we'll have? Possibly not. And so we've talked about how can we proactively do that. Maybe some of that is managing water pressures. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about that on the 23rd. But I just wanted to take this time to share that information with you. And right with that, I'll pause to see if I can answer any questions you may have.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have we made a determination as to the location of the water or lack of the water? Do we know what was the cause of the water flow, water not flowing? Do we have ideas about the low pressure, and where are those specifically today in the city of Fairburn?
So there is not a definitive answer as to what single issue may have caused the water outage and the low pressure over the span of those 4 days. As I mentioned, there really is a regional impact to this. Clayton County went through very similar issues. They have a completely separate system that doesn't connect to ours, and they were dealing with low pressure and water outages. So that says to some degree it was a function of the weather event, but also it's several factors that probably were in combination. The aging infrastructure I mentioned, some of the existing issues. From our conversations with Atlanta, their main transmission lines, there is at least one that we know has some valve issues that pre-existed or was in place or challenges before the weather event. But when you put all those factors together, as best we understand at this point, it was a combination of all those things coming in, kind of a perfect storm, if you will, of the cold weather, the aging infrastructure, some pre-existing problems, and usage. You know, a lot of people are dripping their faucets, things of that nature. All of that can combine to create low pressure issues. I will tell you that in our conversations, as I mentioned, there's not been a single pinpoint answer to this issue caused it, because certainly we would jump on that immediately if we could drill down on that. But we're continuing our conversation. And one of the positive outcomes from this is that dialogue with City of Atlanta executive leadership and specifically watershed management is vastly improved. We now have a standing meeting with them on a regular basis where we meet to talk about issues that wasn't happening before this. And so that is a step in the right direction so that we can talk about what we can do differently if we face a similar set of circumstances. And so we're looking forward to that. As it relates to the low power, the low pressure issues, we had a couple of our businesses that were still had water. Everyone's got water restored. But in an industrial business, the pressure is key, because when you're running a certain operation or a manufacturing operation, you have to have a certain pressure. And so some of them had some fluctuating pressures, and we've been monitoring that. Everyone's got full service as of this week, as we are aware, but we're continuing to check and have those conversations because we want to make sure that over the long term, we're where we need to be.
And I appreciate that, and thank you so much. What this speaks to, though, is really what is was a disaster that happened, and lack of water. I liken that to, you know, a tornado or something. It was an emergency management. So this speaks to us now doing assessment of our emergency management plan in terms of preparing to respond. My biggest concern is the lack of communication to those who are not on social media. So we just need to have some conversation and explore some ideas and some strategies that we need to have in place so that we can make sure that we are communicating to them. Because that was one of the large concerns that I had relative to it. And I do appreciate all the effort of the staff and the fact that it was over the holiday. They did work nonstop. And so I'm here to testify that they absolutely did. And not only that, they did it with a warm heart, and with enthusiasm, and with a smile on their face. So I appreciate all the effort of the staff, so thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Ms. Davis.
Mayor, thank you. Mr. Phillips, mm-hmm. My question was going to be, what did we learn in reference to the communication between the city of Fairburn and the city of Atlanta? You did share some of the steps and strategies that we're going to put in place so it wouldn't be a gap or no communication when something like this has happened. I've been in the city for lived here for 28 years and never experienced anything like this before. We're in a different time. We have more citizens, we have more subdivisions, so there's a lot of variables that's in here, but it has called our attention to, and I'm in agreement with Councilwoman Portis Jones, of some of the things that we need to do in advance of crises and stuff like that. But again, I too would like to say thank you to our staff for what you did. It was a true exhibit of servant leadership because you were on holidays with your families and everything. And, I came down a day and it was like they were on a normal work day. It was awesome. It was a great display of you all's duties and how you feel about our citizens in the city of Fairburn. So I thank you so much for what you've done. And thank you, Mr. Phillips, and also to our mayor, who was also working, had his sleeves up, taking bottled water to cars and stuff like that. So it's just an honor to be a part of a group of servant leaders that understand that that is why we are here, to serve our citizens in whatever capacity. Thank you.
Mr. Whitmore, and then Mr. Smallwood, go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Phillips, sir. Of course, you and I spoke throughout the crises, so I won't repeat anything that was said from my colleagues, but I will offer another avenue of communication. And that additional avenue of communication would be robocalls. If you would please look into that, because I think most people, we have their phone numbers available, and robocalls will reach out to everyone. I know we use all our social media, but as you already indicated, there may be a lot of people that may not be on their social media. And the other thing, I don't know, and I would ask you to look into this. I'm sure we have some seniors out there, but if we can find a way to collect data on the seniors, so we have a way of checking on them, doing well checks on them, that probably would help as well. So just throwing a couple of solutions or recommendations out there to evaluate and determine whether or not we can initiate something like that.
Thank you.
Mr. Smallwood.
All right. I just want to piggyback and just echo everything my colleague said, that communication. I hear and we're going to have greater communication with Atlanta going forward, because that is huge. But everyone knows my situation in this. I don't know everybody else's situation, but I was one of the ones that didn't have water for 4 days. Christmas, I had just made my gumbo. And And the water went out. And I will say publicly that all of my communication was not good to my colleagues because I was in a precarious situation being a citizen as well as a council member in this. So 4 days, thankfully I have a daughter, I could go shower in Douglasville and all that good stuff, but Thursday from midday, what was that, Sunday, Christmas Day till Thursday, I did not have water. So I was in the fight, and it was not pleasant at all. Like I said, I publicly apologize to anybody in here who are my colleagues who I've offended because, like I said, I was in it, and it was very, very hard. But what I do know is that behind the scenes, everything was being done according to how things have to be done. And it does, though, like our colleague, my colleague over here, Ms. Portis Jones said, it just highlights some of our deficiencies. But what I will say in through all of this, I think it was King, I may be paraphrasing, that said that in times of adversity, you see where people are, and we are a city that is on top of things. And no, it was not perfect at all. And as far as I do like the comments about communication, 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 we have to go even beyond the normal modes that we have because I took to Nextdoor. Those posts are still trending. It's like hundreds of likes and comments with those because people just wanted to be heard. Right, and just to know that we hear them. And like I said, I do feel like we did a good job in that, but I know even there's gonna be a better job of it going forward because like you said, we're at the beginning of winter. You know, we have tornado events down here, but it has exposed our infrastructure. And I even know that we're gonna be talking about that as well too. So I just wanna thank you all, just the entire Fairburn, and I'm so glad to be out of that because it was tough. So thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you, Councilman. I really appreciate that on behalf of our staff. The last thing I would add is I know in situations like that, it is hugely stressful on everyone and certainly on families and being impacted by that. And oftentimes in the midst of that, it's difficult to get accurate information. I would just encourage citizens, when you have the opportunity, if you have a question, we have an open door policy here. I will talk to anybody at any time. I encourage citizens to call us if you have questions, if you need answers, so that we can try as best we can to give you factual information as we know it. Oftentimes in the midst of that, particularly with all these various platforms we have today, it may be that some of the information you're reading online may not be fully accurate.
Yes.
And I understand that that's just how online communication works. I just want our citizens in Fairburn to know we have an open government. We are always available. Please let us know if you have questions so we can try as best we can to respond to them.
And I'll just add, without prolonging the point, again, I'm very proud of our staff, myself, and as well as particularly the city manager and assistant city manager on Christmas Day. We were all three away from our spouses pretty much the entire day trying to plan what we were going to do in terms of what was within our capacity to do. And so again, conversations that actually commenced between myself and Mayor Dickens and their staff, as well as the city administrator, at 10 o'clock at night. But that came as a result of, again, in all fairness to the city of Atlanta, Mayor Dickens, I wasn't the only mayor calling them in the county, as well as other residents that were being bombarded from the city of Atlanta. Having been an Atlanta native, I actually saw a document, so I was very familiar with the numerous calls that the city of Atlanta alone was getting. And then in this case, we did what I thought I had to do to get an audience with the city of Atlanta. One of the things that, again, the city administrative made it clear that came out of us dealing with the city of Atlanta that night at that Zoom meeting was that now we have an open line of communication. Again, I won't sit here and say that it was virtually impossible to field 18,000 calls between Christmas Day and Wednesday. I don't know the way to put it. And again, Mr. Whitmore, your suggestion is actually a great suggestion because again, one of the things we talked about with the city of Atlanta is that our communication in this case, just so that it doesn't get lost as I close, so it doesn't get lost, the governor declared a state of emergency Wednesday night. That was for the whole state. That wasn't for Fairburn. That was for the whole state. That's when, as a result of his declaration, again, several of the cities, and i.e. Fairburn, on Sunday, decided we had to come together, despite it being Christmas Day, and prepare for what we, for anything that we could prepare for. Again, I was in constant communication with pretty much all of my colleagues. I want to thank you publicly for your support with the staff. Again, a lot of your staff was here 12, 15-hour days away from their families, and so I don't want that to get lost. Again, it's easy to criticize about what you didn't do right. Again, this is a crisis that just wasn't fair, but again, I want to thank our staff and a lot of our street department and our utility department that was actually riding around in the middle of the night, going from post to post. You didn't see them, but that's because it was dark. But again, I want to thank the city of Atlanta that came out. I want to thank the city of Atlanta, as several residents told me they woke up in Durham Lakes and over here on Vickers, where they saw the city of Atlanta vehicle sitting in front of their house at 6 a.m. in the morning, where they had been there throughout the night. That was, again, I thank Mayor Dickens personally for that, publicly and privately. And so again, with that being said, we're at the front of winter, and I'm praying that we don't have to go through that anytime soon, because I sure miss my wife during that Christmas season. So she's in the back of the room. So I said that publicly to you, honey. So
and I have a comment to make as well, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate everything that the staff did, but I put in mind of the military dictum that if you have troops that report to you, the first and foremost thing you have to do is take care of them, okay? And if you find yourself in a difficult situation, okay, the perimeter is secure, they've been fed as best you possibly can, they're bedded down before you even think about yourself, so that when you stand up and say, follow me, they will. So when our guys stood up and said, follow me, they did.
Yes.
So thank you all.
Thank you, Councilman.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Members of council, you have before you the minutes of the the regular council meeting that commenced on December the 12th, 2022.
Mr. Mayor, can we adopt the agenda first?
I'm sorry. members of council, you have before you an agenda to be adopted. Is there a motion? I'd like to ask that you switch item number 5 and item number 7 on the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Members of council, you have before you the approval of the city council meeting minutes that commenced on December the 12th, 2022. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Are there any corrections? I'm sorry, is there a second?
Second.
Is there any corrections? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, we'll go to our public comment portion of our meeting. 30 minutes will be available for public comment. Each speaker will be limited to 3 minutes. However, a speaker may transfer his or her 3 minutes to another speaker, but no speaker shall speak for more than 6 minutes. Further in the event, if there's more than 10 speakers who wish to speak, we will go down to 2 minutes. Issues raised at this time are generally referred to the city administrator for review, and responses will be provided at a later date. Ms. Madam Clerk, would you please call our first speaker?
Samantha Hudson.
Ms. Hudson, come on up.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I first want to start off by saying thank you to our city staff and workers for the diligent work that they did through this crisis, this water crisis. Our city has experienced exponential growth. With growth, change must occur. City ordinances that preserve and protect the quality of life of Fairburn is needed. The recent water crisis, coupled with a weak infrastructure, threatens the quality of life of Fairburn residents. We need change. You never know when an emergency will strike our community, which is why early preparation, community education, and constant vigilance is essential to keeping citizens safe. One of the most effective ways of preparing our citizens for a possible disaster is to involve them directly in the education, the training, and response process. I am respectfully standing here today before Mayor and Council to request that and encourage the City of Fairburn to develop a community emergency response team. Government is not designed to have all the answers to every issue within our community. However, government must have appropriate responses and management plans in place to address crises. It is important for Fairburn's government to develop and maintain inclusive community boards that work in collaboration with the city government to address matters such as this. What occurred during the new year, we all agree, should never occur again. I pray that our city council, mayor, and city administration take a vested interest into reviewing ordinances and processes and implement the required changes, such as the Community Emergency Response Team, to help improve the safety of our citizens and overall community. Again, thank you to our city workers for their hard work and diligence exhibited during this recent crisis. Special thanks to Temple of Prayer and Margie House Vision Center of Hope for also their part in responding to the water distribution. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hudson. Next speaker.
Pastor Johnny Rich.
First of all, I'd like to say Happy New Year and good evening to the mayor and council, Mayor Avery.
Yes, sir.
I just came here by way of introduction. I'd like to say, first of all, that we just moved back here from after about 26 years being away up in Marietta, our church. And we found a wonderful piece of property on Fairville Road, and we're back here again. And we've been treated so warm by all the leadership. This is great leadership in this city. We're excited about being here. And, you know, Mayor Pro Tem Hattie Porter Jones came by the church on Sunday and spoke very well, represented you guys very well. And I just want you to know, she made us feel like, my God, we're in the right place. You know, we got Bishop Whitmore, James Whitmore will be here this Sunday. And we're excited. We're excited about it. Also, the chief of police has volunteered to say he would come out and speak with us as well. Our desire as a church is to partner with government, partner with city officials. And any way we can be used by you and to assist you in doing things to make this city better and or greater, amen, than what it is. And we're willing to participate and do what we can. We are at your service, okay? We just want to make sure you know that. And our church is named Acts 2 Community Church. We're over on 7915 Fayetteville Road. We look forward to seeing any of you want to drop by any time just to pay us a visit, say a few words to the congregation. We're more than happy to allow you to do that. So that's what I'm here for. And I want to thank also Nell Smith. She y'all know Nell Smith, I'm sure.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Nell has facilitated this. She's been really instrumental in making sure that we get to meet the right people and we get a warm welcome. And she's welcomed us also in this city. I love the way Nell loves this city. I knew her years ago when I was here back in the 90s. And, you know, you just cannot let go of Nell. Nell is there, and we're so glad she's here. Amen. So she's made a mark in Fairburn that makes us want to be here also ever the more. Okay, so I just want to let you know that, and I look forward to working with y'all. Anything y'all need, don't hesitate. Give us a call. We're at your service, okay?
And thank you,
sir. Thank you.
And Pastor, before you depart, I just, you know, I'm sure if you get an opportunity, there's two great pastors in our congregation sitting right behind you. So if you get an opportunity, please connect with them before you leave.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can you, Pastor, introduce your wife, please?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
You're getting him in trouble.
She saved me a lot. Thank you. She saved me again. My wife, Girlene Rich.
Amen.
Amen. She works side by side with me. We are teams in the ministry. Mm-hmm. We're just so glad to come here and be a part of what you guys are doing.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this time, we'll go to the appointment. Ms. James, you'll read it first.
Yes, the first item is the appointment of the Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Fairburn. Per the Charter and City Code, at the first meeting of the year, the mayor shall appoint a member of council as Mayor Pro Tem. Mayor Avery would like to appoint Council Member Linda J. Davis
as Mayor Pro Tem for 2023. Members of Council, you've heard the item read. Is there a motion?
So moved. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
The second item is the appointment of the legal organ for the City of Fairburn. For Mayor and Council to appoint the South Fulton Neighbor newspaper as the official legal organ for the City of Fairburn for 2023.
Members of Council, you've heard the item read for the legal organ for the City of Fairburn as the South Fulton Neighbor for 2023. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. Motion is made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Members of Council, I'm sorry.
Third item is appointment of the City Attorney for the City of Fairburn. The recommendation is for Mayor and Council to appoint Rory Starkey, City Attorney for the City of Fairburn.
Members of Council, you've heard the item read for the recommendation for the City Attorney, Rory Starkey. Is there a motion?
So, second.
Motion is made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Next item is the appointment of the City Clerk for the City of Fairburn. For Mayor and Council to appoint Brenda James, City Clerk for the City of Fairburn.
Members of Council, you've heard the item read for the appointment of the City Clerk. It's Brenda James. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Going down to item number seven.
Next item is number six, which is the appointment of the Chief Judge for the Municipal Court of the City of Fairburn. For Mayor and Council to appoint Judge Monica Ewing as Chief Judge of the Municipal Court for the City of Fairburn.
Members of Council, you've heard a recommendation for the for the recommendation for Judge Monica Ewing as Chief Judge of Municipal Court. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Next item is appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mayor and Council to appoint LaVon Devers to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a four-year term beginning January 31st, 2023, and it expires January 31st, 2027.
Members of Council, you've heard a recommendation for LaVon Devers to be reappointed to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a four-year term. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
The next item is item number five, which is appointment of the Chief of Police for the City of Fairburn. Mayor and Council to appoint Anthony Pizzitlo, Chief of Police for the City of Fairburn.
Members of Council, you've heard the appointment recommendation for Interim Chief Anthony Pizzitlo to become Chief of Police for the City of Fairburn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments?
We all moved and we all second.
We all second.
Make a note.
Hold on. Now I need you to approve it. Members of Council, I need you to actually approve the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, we'll actually have a swearing in of the Chief of Police.
Yay.
Members of Council, can I ask you to join me as we down on the floor as we...
Yes.
If you don't mind, every police officer that's in the room, if you will, would you come and please stand along with the city council members, if you don't mind? You may have to bag this.
Thank you.
If you'll raise your right hand. I, Anthony Brazitlo.
I, Anthony Brazitlo.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully and truly.
That I will faithfully and truly.
Perform the duties of Chief of Police.
Perform the duties of Chief of Police.
Of the City of Fairburn.
Of the City of Fairburn.
I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The United States Constitution.
The United States Constitution.
The Constitution of the State of Georgia.
The Constitution of the State of Georgia.
The Charter and the Codes of the City of Fairburn.
The Charter and the Codes of the City of Fairburn.
To the best of my skill.
To the best of my skill.
And ability.
And ability.
And observe all rules and regulations.
And observe all rules and regulations.
Of the Fairburn Police Department.
Of the Fairburn Police Department.
I do further swear or affirm.
I do further swear or affirm.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any unaccounted for public money.
Of any unaccounted for public money.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder.
That I am not the holder.
Of any office of trust.
Of any office of trust.
Under the government of the United States.
Under the government of the United States.
Any other state.
Any other state.
Or any foreign state.
Or any foreign state.
Which by the laws of the state of Georgia.
Which by the laws of the state of Georgia.
I am prohibited from holding.
I am prohibited from holding.
That I am otherwise qualified.
That I am otherwise qualified.
To be a police officer.
To be a police officer.
Chief of police.
Chief of police.
According to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
And the laws of the state of Georgia.
I swear or affirm.
I swear or affirm.
As the chief of police.
As the chief of police.
I will faithfully serve and protect.
I will faithfully serve and protect.
All citizens of this city.
All citizens of this city.
I accept the law enforcement code.
I accept the law enforcement code.
Of ethics.
Of ethics.
Of the International Association.
Of the International Association.
Of Chiefs of Police.
Of Chiefs of Police.
As my standard of conduct.
As my standard of conduct.
While on and off duty.
While on and off duty.
And swear.
And swear.
To faithfully abide.
To faithfully abide.
And defend the same.
And defend the same.
So help me God.
So help me God.
This ninth day of January 2023.
This ninth. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate the support. I'll be very brief. There's a football game I'm under the aware of. I just want to thank, number one, our city government for putting their faith in me, their confidence in me. For those of you who don't know me, Fairburn hired me in 2006 as an academy recruit. So I've been with Fairburn since I was 22 years old, almost my entire adult life. The government here in Fairburn has always been very kind to me. They've supported me. The people who have helped me along the way, family, friends, people here in Fairburn, citizens, businesses, churches, there have been so many people who have gotten me here. This is not me pulling myself up by my own bootstraps. This is me being helped by hundreds of thousands of people through my life. I need to say special thanks to my wife. Where'd she go?
I'm right here.
There she is. My wife. 17 years being married to a police officer. I can't begin to explain that. Without her, I would probably still be working at the movie theater in Fayetteville. So my wife gets all the credit. Guys, I'm humbled and grateful to be here. It's a huge honor to lead this outstanding team. I'll tell anybody, this is the best police department in the state of Georgia and maybe the whole nation. I promised I'd be brief, so I will. There will be challenges in the years, and we will face them head on. We will face them together. Communication and transparency will be the hallmarks of this agency. And finally, the officers, all these officers that are here. When you dial 911, it's not the chief of police who comes out, it's these officers. When you need help, these officers behind me are the first ones to get out there. All the successes that this agency will see in the next years will be primarily due to these officers right here. It's their boots on the ground to keep this city safe, and we're going to do everything we can as a team to make sure they have the resources and the support they need to keep Fairburn safe and to be happy to come to work. And last thing, if I may, Mr. Mayor, go Dawgs.
Thank you.
I know.
Oh, that was so nice.
All right, what we got next? Closed it out.
It is.
All right.
Oh, we got some. Whoa. Oh, the meeting schedule now.
Okay, soon as they get that. Chief, get in the back of the door. We'll go ahead and get these last two items out of the way.
Might want to watch the game.
Okay. Madam Clerk, would you go ahead and announce the next item?
Okay. The next item is the City Council 2023 meeting schedule calendar.
Members of Council, you have before you the City Council meeting schedule for 2023. Is there a motion?
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
The next item is the final plat 2022-146 FP. Andy Anderson Jr. Residential Subdivision. The proposed residential development consists of three detached single-family lots. Lot 1 has frontage on East Camelton Road and Milan Fisher Street, and lots 2 and 3 have frontage on East Camelton Road, and I'm going to let you have the rest of yours, Ms. Planning.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'll try to be brief because I know, you know, there's a certain team that is playing. But just as the clerk mentioned, the applicant is requesting to subdivide a parcel into three different lots. All of the requirements for our zoning codes are confirmed. Staff has reviewed the request and finds that it adheres to all the subdivision regulations and code of ordinance, such as minimum lot size, setbacks, buffer standards. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the request. Are there any requests or questions for staff? The applicant is here.
I'm going to bring the item to the floor and then.
Okay.
Members of Council, you have before you a proposed residential consisting of three detached single lots. As the item has been read into record, is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions by Council to the applicant or the Planning and Zoning Director? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
The next item is the final plat 2022-161 FP Habitat for Humanity Residential Subdivision.
You want to go ahead?
I go? Okay. The plat consists of three residential zone lots that are being combined into two residential lots. Currently, lots are 0.48 acres, 0.11 acres, and 0.14 acres. The applicant is here. Staff finds that it does conform to all applicable zoning regulations in the code of ordinance, such as minimum size, setbacks, and buffers.
Members of Council, you've had the item read for proposed residential consisting of two detached single lots, as read by the City Clerk. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments by Council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, I'll ask for members of Council's comment. I'll start with the outgoing Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you so much, Mayor. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all of the appointments from the Mayor's office. I think we continue to have a good group of leaders. And so thank you so much. But a specific shout out to our new chief of police. Zidlow is really one of those individuals that came up through the ranks, that he's one of the few in the city of Fairburn that has grown up here. And I am just so proud that we had an opportunity to grow our own and to have him in the position to take on this challenge as chief of police. I've sort of grown up with him, quite frankly, and I'm just very proud of him and just look forward to the great work that he will continue to do. I want to also congratulate the new Serena restaurant that's attached to the Cigar Bar and Lounge over on Highway 74. a restaurant that's been long in the making, and so they had a soft opening this weekend and are now open for business. And so I wanted to congratulate them for their opening. Wanted to express my condolences to our city attorney, Starkey, on the loss of his father. Just want to say that, you know, I know he's in pain now, but with time, he'll learn to manage that pain. And that it will be the memories of his relationship with his father that will put the smile on his face. And I hope he gets there sooner rather than later. And then lastly, I want to also congratulate the University of Georgia, our Georgia Bulldogs, on being in the national championship. But I wanted to elevate them specifically, though, because of the injury that occurred by DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. That was a rude awakening to all of us of how dangerous football can be, a game that we love so, so very much. But nonetheless, we have to, you know, continue to keep them in our prayers and to support them as they play. So my prayer at this moment is that Georgia, one, comes out on top as a winner, and two, that every player comes out unscathed, both Georgia and Texas Christian. And then lastly, my niece has made a bet that she thinks Texas Christian is going to win this game, but I told her I don't think so. I don't think so. But thank you. And again, Mayor, thank you for all the appointments that you've put forth, and I think it's a great team. So thank you.
Ms. Mayor Pro Tem Davis.
Thanks, Mayor. Happy New Year to everybody. I want to also congratulate our Chief of Police, Bazil. I'll never forget the first time I became a council member, first time I stepped in these chambers, he handed me his telephone number and shared that with him personally, and I have never forgotten that. So I'm so excited to still be a member of this body and to see him as the Chief of Police for the City of Fairburn. Also, my prayers has gone out to our City Attorney Starkey. I did have an opportunity to give him a call to express my condolences and prayers for his loss. So we just need to continue to keep him in our prayers. And lastly, I want to congratulate everybody that has been appointed tonight by our mayor. But I also want to just have a special thanks to our mayor and my colleagues for exhibiting the confidence that you have shown in me to appoint me as Mayor Pro Tem. Thank you very much.
Mr. Smallwood.
I don't have any comments. Go Dawgs. Good night, everyone.
Unbelievable. What can I say?
Anyway, another year. I think we shall continue to head in the correct direction, which will make this a much more interesting place for the folks who are here and the folks who are come here as the years go by. So Happy New Year and all that good stuff. Good night.
And the closer, Mr. Whitmore, and then Mr. Heath.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mayor. Again, I can echo what all of my colleagues have said in reference to all the appointees, as well as Chief Bazitlo. Again, many years ago when I was president of Durham Lakes, Chief Bazitlo came out many occasions just to address the citizens or the residents over at Durham Lakes. And he had a lot of information to share in reference to what the city was doing and how to protect ourselves and home watch, the whole nine yards. So I'm happy that he's appointed. Again, my condolences to Mr. Starkey for the loss of his father. And I just believe 2023 is going to be a great year because the city of Fairburn is definitely situated to succeed. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Heath.
Yes, I I am so glad that to finally see the chief become chief. When he started work here 17 years ago, I was his field training officer. He was out of the academy, and he had to ride with somebody for 12 weeks while he rode with me. And like I say, I was impressed with the way he, the gentleness seemingly about him. And he was always very kind and very helpful to whoever we had to go out on a call about. And I just wanted to say that 17 years, he's kind of taken the back seat, and I'm glad to see him in the front seat and working. Also, I just want to thank everyone for your patience, I guess would be the best way. And I know sometimes even I had problems with my water supply, from Christmas Eve on. And but we made it through that. And I just pray that 2023 is going to be a more prosperous time in our city, and the blessings to be bestowed upon each and every citizen that is here. And we just give praise to God for all of those things. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
And my final comments will be, again, I want to, again, thank the staff publicly for what we endured during the water crisis, the 12, 15-hour days. And, again, in any crisis, having served in the military, one of the first things you do in every mission is have what they call an after-action review. And that is so that you can determine what you did wrong, what you did right, what's in your control, what isn't, and trying to find alternative motives in terms of what you can do the next time around. Again, I want to thank publicly the City of Atlanta for the meeting that we had, major movement with the City of Fairburn, particularly of all the cities that were actually going through it. And again, I want to thank the City Administrator and the Assistant City Manager who led the charge, all that took place with the posting, the coordination, everything. It was these two to my left here, your right, that was actually spearheading mostly. And as he and I and all three sat up here many times at night trying to figure out what was the next step. I want to just publicly say thank you, because again, you find out where you really stand when you come across crisis. So I want to thank you. I want to also mention I'm excited about we're still trying to determine a date for the State of City Address as we talk about taking the next step of the agenda that the council actually approved at a retreat a year ago. We're actually going to go to another retreat this year in our efforts to refine what we actually talked about and some of the things that Mr. City Manager and I have already talked about in terms of execution phase. Last year was a planning phase, but this is a year that I'm excited about the execution of some of the things that we, the body, the City Council here actually agreed on. And then I want to just mention, too, finally, again, want to just say again to our city attorney and his loss of his dad, as myself and the city clerk actually was able to go to the wake. He was just an awesome family. You had to be there. Just phenomenal. His dad and the way they spoke about him, and was very proud to be there. Just want to mention too, finally, that as we go forward, ladies and gentlemen, in 2023. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have things that hurdles that this city is going to endure. But the one thing I'm very excited about as I close my remarks is that the city of Fairburn is in such better condition at the end of 22 than it was at the beginning. And that's no knock against anybody. It's just that the old songwriter said we're under new management, literally under new management in so many capacities. And so I just want to say I want to thank all the managers that's been hired this year, literally, from the executive staff all the way down to the water department. We've got managers and capacities, and one of my proudest moments is that our city is at almost 80% plus staffing, which, as you heard Chief Brazillo say, he doesn't do the work, the cops do the work, we don't do the work, the people that work for us. And again, I want to thank these members of council publicly, because it wasn't Mayor Avery, it was actually the mayor and council that actually approved everything that you saw happen, from festivals all the way to repairs and including the water situation. So again, publicly, I want to thank you as we start 2023 and just say, let's go and make a mark in this city that will be talked about for decades. On that note, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Dogs.